Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and we want to thank you so much for subscribing to our podcast show and for listening to us today. So we have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Corson's top 5 nutrition tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now today on the show we have an absolutely incredible guest for you, David Kirschbaum, and David is an expert energy healer. And he's the founder of Empowerment Bodywork, and he's been working with Reiki and Emotional Freedom Technique and various ways to heal the body through energy. And this is becoming a booming topic right now. So many more people are interested in alternative health and ways that they can improve themselves without the use of drugs or surgery or things like that. And so David is really one of the pioneers of the holistic healing field. And today on the show, he actually takes me through a really cool process where in just about 5 minutes or so, he took my shoulder pain that I've been having a lot recently and just completely, I wouldn't say almost totally disappeared it, but like took a lot of the pain and anxiety away from my shoulders and probably reduced my shoulder pain by 80 or 90% in just a few minutes. And it's a really powerful technique for anyone who's in chronic pain or any kind of issues that you're dealing with. Really, really cool stuff. So enjoy the show today. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. Make it a great day.
David, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got involved with energy work and energy healing?
Okay, thanks for having me. I began meditating at the age of 17, and I had some, as we all do, emotional difficulties in teenage years, and really was looking for a way to connect to something at a spiritual level, and I didn't really know anything about energy at that point. I found some books on quantum physics and began going to a meditation and yoga class, and really just was in love with the connections between the two areas, and ended up going more in the spiritual direction, because it seemed like the scientists were just, you know, taking the long way around trying to prove things that had been espoused for thousands of years. And so I began a regular meditation, yoga, and Tai Chi practice, and I have continued that for many years, really developing a sensitivity and awareness of both my own energy and the energies of other people, which has really come to the fore as I've become a healer and working with other people in that way, which is in the last about 4 years.
Awesome. And how has the work that you've done impacted your own life? I mean, what changes have you noticed in implementing the meditation and the other practices that you've learned?
Oh, my gosh. Everything has changed many times over. With my own meditation practice, I became aware of and learned about a cycle of sort of transformation that just happens as you keep doing your internal work. And it can feel like everything is sort of falling apart for a little while, and then suddenly things click into place, and you're at a whole new level of existence and way of living. After practicing for many years, I realized that I was still missing a lot of understanding about the role of emotions and feelings in this work, and that there's a really big difference between spiritual growth and emotional health. And that's really been an even bigger transformational journey the last few years, as I've come to understand how that emotional energy fits in with the body and the spirit and the mind as well. It's changed my whole living circumstance, changed my relationships, and has landed me in a really wonderful nurturing relationship that seems to be the one that's going to last the rest of my life. It changed my finances. I'm still definitely working a lot, but there's my life today looks nothing like it did even 3 years ago.
That's awesome. So what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned that you share with your clients and people that you work with?
love yourself. That is like the biggest lesson that any one of us can ever learn. It's so critical to living a happy life, to doing meaningful work, to having relationships that function well. It's so important to really accept who you are and what you feel at a deep level and moment to moment. And doing that and really actively doing that can heal anything.
I know, I found that to be so true in my life as well, but what are some techniques that you use to love yourself? I mean, it sounds like a weird question, but, you know, so many people, I know I personally, for many years, had no idea how bad I treated myself. You know, the things that I said in my head and that I just didn't feel good about myself and I didn't have the self-confidence. So how do you develop that?
Patience. It's simple, but it also takes dedication and commitment and desire and realization. And as far as tools and ways to do that, there's a great tool out there that is available to anyone to learn called Emotional Freedom Technique, and I have found that to be extremely effective in just getting into what my thoughts actually are that sort of run under the radar sometimes, that influence my feelings and my behaviors. Simply breathing is a great thing, just a really simple way to start breathing deeply, finding some quiet within. Yoga, any kind of meditation, massage, it's really like what can you not do, because there's so many different ways, and it's finding the ones that work best for you, and mostly just having the determination that you are going to live a joyful life, and you know that to do that, you have to accept yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that's so true. You know, I was listening to Joe Girard, and if you haven't heard of him, he was like the number one salesman in the world. He sold like 13,000 cars in 15 years, some unbelievable record, and what he said was, you know, every time I look in the mirror, I just think I love myself and I'm number one. And he says, you know, if you look in the mirror and you think I'm not good enough, or you know, I wish I looked better, I wish I looked different, or you know, whatever those things, thoughts that you're thinking are that are negative, he said, you know, not only are you knocking yourself, but you're knocking God, because God made you exactly the way you are, and exactly the way He wanted you to be. And so, you know, if you're dissatisfied with yourself, if you want something to change, if you're not loving yourself, you're kind of disrespecting the universe, you know, because you're supposed to be exactly the way you are. And that's how I found, came to love myself, was that I just realized that I'm exactly the way I'm meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to change about that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's a really important point, too, that we don't change by thinking that we need to change and trying to change. We change by accepting who we are and what our journey is, and having our journey, and letting change happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's talk more about emotions then. So what do these emotions have to do with our physical health, and how is that connected?
In infinite ways, it seems like. I have found things from shingles to nerve pain to migraine headache, back pain, and sciatica, all resolving with a change in what was happening for the person emotionally, whether it be through the work that I'm doing or something they did out on their own in the world. The body is there to give us everything that we need to live that truth, that loving, self-accepting truth of who we are. It provides the guidance and the support to do what we came here to do and be what we came here to be. And it lets us know when something is out of alignment. And so if we can get back into alignment, then it doesn't have to let us know that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's talk about Emotional Freedom Technique then. How do you apply that to, you know, release these negative emotions and bring more love and happiness and joy into your life?
Yeah. I really love Emotional Freedom Technique because it's so simple and versatile, and there's so many ways you can do it. some people have trouble with it and find it not to be effective. And in the training that I do with it, and I have found myself that if it's not working, that usually there's just something that you haven't gotten into yet. And I find it to be really helpful in actually having a dialogue with the body. So asking the body as if it were a person that could speak, which it can, where the root cause lies, and then some information about it, like maybe what it looks like, what its message is, what might help it to resolve, and really tapping on all these things. And in getting to the thoughts associated with both the feelings in the emotional realm and the feelings in the body, I find it really helpful to just let the mind go and get everything out that has any kind of connection, whether it makes sense or not. So saying all the things that you would normally never say because you think they're wrong or think they're contributing to the problem, it's really activating and releasing all those suppressed ideas and beliefs that actually gets them out of you and gets you to the root cause so that it can resolve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So can you take us through a quick session of EFT to show people kind of how it works and what it is?
Oh, sure. What would you like to focus on?
You want to work on me?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, why don't we do shoulder pain? I've had kind of chronic shoulder pain for a while.
Shoulder pain?
Yeah.
Which shoulder?
It's both shoulders.
Both shoulders. Okay. So, you're familiar with EFT. Normally, if I had someone new that I was working with, I would explain the points. You know the general face points, I assume, right?
Right.
Okay. So, I will, I'll just refer to them, and if people want to learn about them, they can go on numerous websites. The one that I have used is EFT Universe, and there's all sorts of instructions about that there, including diagrams of where the points are. So, how bad is this shoulder pain?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Probably like a 5.
Is that all the time, or right now?
Just right now. But all the time, I mean, it's pretty chronic.
And how long has it been going on?
A couple of years.
Did anything happen that you know of to trigger it?
I don't know. Maybe a car accident, like when I was in high school, but I don't remember back that far. But that's the only thing I could think of.
Mm-hmm. And how does this shoulder pain make you feel emotionally?
I don't know, stressed?
Makes you feel stressed?
Or frustrated?
Frustrated. Anything else?
I don't know, sad came up?
Sad. Anymore?
I think that's it.
Okay. So, to begin with, are you sitting comfortably with your feet on the floor?
I can be, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and get yourself comfortable. Get your feet on the floor and take a couple of deep breaths. And just feel the connection of your feet with the floor and the weight of your body on the chair. And just really bring your awareness into those points of connection, your body and all that is supporting you in this moment.
Okay.
And take a nice deep breath right into your heart center in the middle of your chest. Imagine your breath as you inhale flowing into that area and letting it expand and open. And when you're ready, with either hand, with the tips of one set of fingers, tap on the pinky edge of your other hand, just a little below the base knuckle. And continue breathing. Continue your awareness of your body's connection to the chair and floor. I'm going to give you some phrases to say. If you want to change any of what I offer you to make it more true for you, then please do, and I'll follow suit. Does that sound good?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So even though I have this shoulder pain?
Even though I have this shoulder pain?
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even with all this shoulder pain?
Even with all this shoulder pain.
I love myself in every way.
I love myself in every way.
Even though I'm frustrated with all this shoulder pain.
Even though I'm frustrated with all this shoulder pain.
And I'm stressed and I'm sad.
I'm stressed and I'm sad.
And I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I love and accept myself completely.
I love and accept myself completely.
Even with this shoulder pain.
Even with this shoulder pain.
I don't like this shoulder pain.
I don't like this shoulder pain.
But I like me.
But I like me.
I really, really like me.
I really, really like me.
Even though I have this frustration and this sadness.
Even though I have this frustration and this sadness.
And this pain. And I'm moving up to the beginning points of your eyebrows, one or both. Right above the nose there, where the eyebrow begins.
Okay.
Pain in my shoulder.
This pain in my shoulder.
Both of my shoulders.
Both of my shoulders.
Hate this pain.
What do you say?
I hate this pain.
I hate this pain.
Pain is stupid.
Pain is stupid.
I'm stupid.
I'm stupid.
I'm bad and stupid.
Bad and stupid.
I should be able to heal this right now.
I should be able to heal this right now.
I'm a failure because I can't.
I'm a failure because I can't.
Moving to the side of the eye, on the ridge of bone next to the outside corner of the eye. I'm not a failure.
I'm not a failure.
I'm really smart.
I'm really smart.
I'm really dedicated to my own healing and happiness.
I'm really dedicated to my own healing and happiness.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
If I were, I wouldn't be having this pain.
If I were, I wouldn't have that much pain.
I wouldn't have all this frustration.
I wouldn't have all this frustration.
All this frustration and sadness.
All this frustration and sadness.
Moving to the ridge of bone under the pupil. Frustration and sadness and pain.
Frustration and sadness and pain.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I want to be different.
I want it to be different.
I want to feel better.
I want to feel better.
I want to release this pain.
I want to release this pain.
I'm releasing this pain right now.
I'm releasing this pain right now.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Nope, I still feel it.
Nope, I still feel it.
It's still right there.
It's still right there.
Here, let's try again.
Here, let's try again.
Releasing this pain now.
I'm releasing this pain now.
Under the nose, between the upper lip and the nose, I'm a healing miracle.
I'm a healing miracle.
I can release this pain anytime I want.
I can release this pain anytime I want.
I want to do it right now.
I want to do it right now.
Here it goes.
Here it goes.
Well, I just felt it.
I just felt it.
I'm sure some of it just left.
I'm sure some of it just left.
Between the chin and the upper lip on the cleft. I really do love myself.
I really do love myself.
I really don't need to have all this pain.
I really don't need to have all this pain.
And frustration and sadness.
And frustration and sadness.
I'm at least willing to let go of the sadness, stress, and frustration.
I'm at least willing to let go of the sadness, stress, and frustration.
Having the pain is bad enough.
Having the pain is enough.
I don't need all this emotional pain on top of it.
I don't need all this emotional pain on top of it.
I love myself.
I love myself.
Moving down to the collarbones, knees, sternum. I really love myself, and I'm willing to be happy whether or not I have shoulder pain.
I really love myself, and I'm willing to be happy whether or not I have the shoulder pain.
Wouldn't it be nice if the shoulder pain dispersed?
Wouldn't it be nice if the shoulder pain dispersed?
Wouldn't it be lovely?
It would be lovely.
Wouldn't I be so much happier?
Wouldn't I be so much happier?
But I'm happy now.
I'm happy now.
Because I'm doing something for myself.
Because I'm doing something for myself.
And I know that I'll do whatever it takes to resolve this issue.
And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to resolve this issue.
I'm not scared anymore.
I'm not scared anymore.
And take a deep breath. Just relax. That was a pretty brief session, but I'm curious if you feel any different now.
Yeah, my shoulder stretch should be a lot better.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. What number would you give the comfort now, the pain?
Like a 2.
Wonderful.
It's not, it doesn't like hurt anymore, it's just kind of stiff.
Mm-hmm. Just a little stiff.
Yeah.
Great. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a perfect example of how quick and easy at least some relief can be, and in a more extensive session, I've had really severe chronic pain just resolve in, you know, half hour, 45 minutes. And I'm not saying that I'm healing anyone or anything like that. I'm just saying I've had these results with people doing their work and just helping them along.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that we're all healing miracles. And it's great to have some help and guidance so that we can do that for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really awesome. I didn't expect to feel that much different that fast.
That's great. I'm really happy to hear that. You know, because you never know if it's really going to work or not. And sometimes are better than others, but there's generally some relief involved. Because it's only one point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll take anything. It's that simple and that you can apply yourself.
Absolutely. So it's something that someone can just do, like sitting at home by themselves, right? Once they know the points, and they can just kind of work with themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I started with myself, and I was so surprised at how effective it was that I really got excited, and I went and did some training to learn more, and I do find it helpful to have someone in sort of coaching and guiding, and I know that other people have that experience with me, but you can definitely do it. It's definitely a self-help technique, and a really effective one, and you can do it anywhere pretty much. And the other thing about it that I find is there are these points that are taught in this sequence, more or less, but really, anywhere on your body that you feel is appropriate for you to tap on and to get the energy moving is fine. And it will, because our bodies are all piezoelectric, which means that pressure creates electrical current. So anywhere that you want to give yourself that momentum and that current, it will get your energy moving. And you can take yourself through whatever thoughts and beliefs and feelings you need to.
Absolutely. You know, they can actually measure, you know, the energy from the heart, the mm-hmm. resonation from the heart 40 to 80 feet away from the body, whereas they can only measure your brain about 2 inches away from your body. And so your body really is an electromagnetic being, you know. There's a lot of energy flowing through you.
Yeah, and the heart in particular is definitely by far the strongest energy field in the body, and I've heard all kinds of different reports and theories about what its true functions are and how it's so much more than a pump. It really is this source of a deep level of awareness and knowing, and also the power of your emotional energy, which is really, I feel, the strongest energy that we have. People talk about qi and different forms of energy, and I definitely practice qigong and tai chi and love working with energy, but when you get emotional energy behind something, things change.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so true, and, you know, even in business, we always talk about, you know, people don't buy something because of logical reasons, they buy things because of emotion. And that's so true that people don't, you don't really change your life just because of some logical reason, you know. You don't just, like, read some dissertation on why you should change and then change. It's all about emotion. And when you have that emotional urge, like, hey, I've got to do something different, that's when you change. And that's when you make those health changes or start walking or start eating better or just make a change in your life for the better.
Absolutely. If our emotions aren't behind something, it's really not important to us. And
exactly.
That's true.
So how can you kind of bring up the emotions that you want to have to create changes in your life?
Well, I look at it as there are these different levels of our being, and anywhere we can get access to make a change is where we should. So, you know, with emotions, you can change them through thoughts by just thinking something different. You're thinking how unworthy or undeserving or, you know, what a failure you are, then you can simply insert another thought and begin repeating that. And if you tap at the same time and breathe and really try to integrate the thought rather than just having it in the mind, then it can begin to affect the change. You can also change your physical fit. You can change your posture, the way that you're lying or sitting or standing. You can move your body. Moving physically is just a great way to change whatever is happening for you. I find just going outside really opens me up and lets me feel lighter and more expansive and receptive to something better happening.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And let's talk about relationships, because I know you're an expert in relationships as well. And, you know, it's maybe it sounds cliche, but we hear it so often that, you know, you can't really love someone else until you fully love yourself. So how do you, you know, take that from loving yourself and then to end a relationship and create something that's really amazing and successful and lasting?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm an expert in relationships. I've definitely come a long way in the last few years. And I do agree that you need to absolutely love yourself as much as possible in order to have a successful relationship. What I have found is that the more I do that, the less needy I am, and so the less clingy and attached and the fewer expectations I have of my partner. And the more I'm able to just listen when I need to listen and be patient and compassionate and accepting. So it's like if I can accept everything in myself, then that has to extend to the partner that I've chosen for myself. Otherwise, I'm really not accepting myself because I'm not accepting the choice that I made of this person that I am intending to share my life with. So in my previous relationship, I found that I actually got a little too detached in some ways, and then sort of like would bounce back and forth between being individualistic and being cranky, and it's taken several rounds of heartbreak really to help me to figure out how to just really be patient and really be committed. And that is really the key above all keys, is to just be committed to having it work, whatever it takes. And that's really the big difference this time around, that I made that commitment very early on, and it's made a huge difference. And it's not necessarily been easy all the time, but the challenging moments have become growth opportunities in ways that I've never experienced before. And it's just opened up a whole new way of relating and sharing and growing together.
beautiful. And I think you're so right that you really do have to be committed to whatever it takes. And you know, that's a big commitment for a relationship or, you know, whatever you're committed to in your life. But and I think you're right, like you said before, you just have to have emotion behind that commitment. It can't just be some logical thing. It's got to be more than that.
Yeah, and the other thing about that that's funny is sometimes you have to run counter to your emotions when you know that they're part of a pattern. So, like, I've had moments where my emotions were telling me, go away, you know, run away, get out of here, this isn't good for you. And so it's like, because I made the commitment, even though it's an intellectual hold, it's still enough to see me through to the other side, to experience the emotions that I want to be feeling again. So it's really, I guess, the whole purpose of my work and the way I'm trying to live my life is about aligning all of these levels of our being, getting them all working together, and figuring out which one can support me in any given moment. Yeah, because we have all this power, and we tend to disperse it and get our mind and our body and our heart all, you know, trying to go after different things. So if we can really commit down through the core of our being, then whichever of our powers needs to come and support is better able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I know we've only got a couple minutes left. Why don't you tell us where we can learn more about you and your work?
You can learn about me on empowermentbodywork.com. That is my current website. And there is a free audio meditation exercise that is just gives another kind of taste of my work, but it's also a real process unto itself. It's just about 13 minutes, but you can use it to really transform anything that's bothering you physically or emotionally or spiritually. And you can get access to that by signing up for my mailing list. I send out a newsletter right now a couple of times a month, and I'm blogging about every week. So all of that is sort of contained within my website. I'm also on Facebook. I have an Empowerment Bodywork Facebook page. And I'm really just excited to keep exploring how this work can better the world.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your heart and your knowledge and your wisdom with us today, David. I know it's going to help, you know, thousands of people really improve their life and love their self and heal themselves as well.
Thanks, Tom. I really appreciate you having me here.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnols again. Hope you absolutely enjoyed the show today. Isn't that really cool? I know my shoulders are feeling way better, and I'm feeling great today. And I know that a lot of that is thanks to David Kirschbaum. He's an excellent guy. Now, we want to really thank you for subscribing to our show today on iTunes, the Authentic Health Coaching Show. So we have a free gift for you, like we mentioned before, with Dr. Korsen's top 5 nutrition tips. And so go ahead over to AuthenticHealthCoach.com, grab your free copy, and make it an absolutely incredible day. Take care.